Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Probably aware of the SEAI grants that you can get for your home to install solar panels or better windows and insulation. But the authority also provides a lot of financial support to companies hoping to slash their own energy bills and do their bit for the environment. SMEs can get grants for solar panels, but also free advice on how to make their premises more sustainable. And Fergus Sharkey is head of business supports and transport in the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland, or the SEAI, and is on the line. Good morning, Fergus.
Good morning, Joe. Thank you for having me.
Tell us how companies go about getting grants for renewable projects.
Yeah, so as you say, I think people know SEI and we're mostly known through our home energy grants and our electric vehicle grants. But my part of the business is supporting businesses with becoming more energy efficient and introducing renewables to their business. And essentially, we can do two things for your business. We can provide advice and guidance, and we can provide funding. And really importantly, we've made it much easier to get these supports by introducing a kind of a game-changing range of rapid approval grants and supports. Your listeners may have heard or seen recently our Easy Win campaign is on the radio and on social media at the moment. So really, I'd encourage SMEs to kind of join thousands of their peers and take action on their energy costs and emissions with our supports.
Yeah, and what kind of money are we talking about here? Let's say an SME wants to put some solar panels on the roof. What kind of grants could they hope for from you guys?
So they can get up to €162,000 towards a solar PV system, and that can be approved instantly. So they could apply today, get approved today, and have the work started today. So that's really what's gained. That's really what's been the big change over the last number of years. We've made these supports much more accessible. And yeah, it's solar panels, but it's also heat pumps and insulation and building management systems and changing air conditioning systems and all of the things that drive energy consumption in business and obviously produce emissions as well.
Now, if they're putting solar panels on the roof and they're in an industrial estate, will they need planning permission?
In the main, no. There's quite extensive planning exemptions for commercial solar PV. The only place they may need planning would be either if they're in the vicinity of an airport or if they're in a protected structure.
Oh, and what about if they're in Georgian cities like Limerick and Dublin? I presume if they're in protected structures there, they will need planning permission.
Yeah, that's correct. If it's a protected structure, they need planning. And probably given that it's a building and there's kind of sensitive aspects to its conservation, there's probably certain restrictions that the planning authority may apply. So I think the term that is used is that it has to be reversible, which means that even if you're putting solar panels on a protected structure like that, you would be able to remove them completely without kind of leaving any sort of residual impact on the building, because they're obviously sensitive structures. But yeah, there's solar panels on Georgian buildings around Dublin. There's solar panels on Georgian buildings around the country.
Okay. And how many companies have you guys helped thus far?
So as I said at the start, we do two things. We've in recent years, I suppose from 2022 to date, we've trained and sort of upskilled about 10,000 businesses. And we've also approved about 200 million of grant funding to over 10,000 businesses in recent years. So the scale up is enormous, and year on year it's growing, and businesses are really engaging in this. And I think most of that's driven by a desire to reduce costs. Mm. I think that's the kind of key motivator. But, you know, people are engaged in climate action and are engaged in sustainability. And there's sort of, you know, there's long-term benefits for improving your brand and your CSR credentials and so on. So there's a lot of win here. And that's what we're trying to unlock for businesses, make them more competitive, make them more sustainable.
And is there a ratio that you have in mind for the grants in terms of the amount that you guys make available and the amount that the company themselves should be putting in? Is it something like 2-1 or 3-1?
Yeah, it is about 2-1 on average. So our grants range probably from about 20% of the cost up to around 40% of the cost for certain measures. Mm. So we would tend to try and have a stronger incentive on technologies that, let's say, there's less of a, or there's more of a market failure, if you wish. There's less of a desire to uptake them. Solar PV is a very easy thing to sell, Joe. Mm. Everybody wants it. Mm-hmm. But things like heat pumps take
It really does cut your energy costs if you have a decently insulated building.
A heat pump?
Solar panels.
Well, you don't need to insulate your building for solar panels. Solar panels will cut your electricity costs, yes, and they'll do it instantly, and you can see it on your app on day one. So it's a very, very attractive technology, and we would encourage businesses to do it. The challenge, of course, is it's harder to get at the fossil fuel related emissions associated with your heating. That's the big challenge nationally, is trying to get rid of fossil fuels in heating our buildings, heating our industry. And that a lot of our focus goes in on there. We provide really, really strong incentives there for heat pumps and biomass and other technologies that are alternatives to fossil fuels.
Thanks for joining us, Fergus. That's Fergus Sharkey, the head of business supports and transport in the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.